we were no fine. The church was low, and I had, yes, just a little country church,
mm-hmm.
and I had as high as 35 and 40 adults in the Bible class every Sunday morning, Sunday school. And the people were beginning to come from the Methodist Church of Charlotte, the mm-hmm. Baptist Church, and the Methodist Church in McIntosh and all to my Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, the church was just growing.
Mm-hmm.
And then him do me like that. I don't hold it against him at all, but I know he done it. And everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what told him to break my neck like he did.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was whatever we were paying the preacher at that time was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't acknowledge it being missing during the church hour. Well, where'd that money go? Where could it go?
He must have taken it.
Well, that's all I can see. There you take it. That's just the way, and today I have never had, since then, I've never had anything to do with the church.
Mm-hmm.
Official business. I go to church, mm-hmm. go to church every time I'm able. But when it comes to official business, I'm out of it. I don't even go to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just don't feel like they have treated me right.
Mm-hmm.
And never will. And today he's, oh, I'm a perfect man to what he is, physically. I believe the Lord will make you suffer what you do in this world from us.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally wound up, I quit.
Mm-hmm.
Quit going to church for a while. Now, oh, they come to me, why don't you come over to church? Why don't you come over to church? I said, oh, well, I will when I feel like it. And I just sit down and figure the thing out one day. I said, I'm doing myself more harm than I am good. So I went back to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I went to the hospital, the last around 12 months, how many of the church members of the neighborhood here come to see me? Two.
Mm-hmm.
And the Methodist preacher come to see me every day. Now, our preacher lives right here by the church in the trail.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, and he has never footed this house since I went into the hospital for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you let somebody else get sick now and then. Some of the women folks in the neighborhood can't stay away from that. Well, I don't see where it's any disgrace for anybody to come here just because I'm a widow man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any disgrace in it. I'm not going to hurt anybody. So,
well, there's no excuse for the preacher not coming.
No excuse at all. The last time he come here, before I went to the hospital, I told you I furnished a peanut boiled up at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his daughter come down here one Sunday and wanting to go out into my peanut patch and dig peanuts and pick them off
mm-hmm.
for his daughter to carry home. Look what happened, I had them all picked off and dried when he got here.
Did you ever call peanuts Penders?
Yeah. They're really good. The main name for them is peanuts.
Uh-huh.
But they're called peanuts and Penders.
Uh-huh. When young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you'd call that a...
Highly.